The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. We've dropped our prices on hundreds of products. Even more reasons to swap to Aldi today.
The nervous man beside me.
There is.
Jenny.
Need to stand, sorry.
That time of the year again, nearly. Sing it, Ireland, sing it. No, Jenny, not you.
When are you going to get that
Stop,
gig?
I don't want the gig. Sing it.
He does.
That's Dahi's gig. Will you stop associating me with every gig in town that's gone, will you?
Only the tacky one.
That's not a tacky gig, that's a joke.
I'm joking.
Sorry, we are swaying in the studio here. Nobody can see
I'm
that.
I'm just trying to get rid of him. Wait, me and me are on.
Listen, be careful what you wish for.
I will. I'm joking.
Read Twitter. Be careful what
you
wish for.
I'm joking. Please leave me alone. I'm staying.
Okay. Karen Mullen, how are you feeling?
Nicholas.
He's terrified.
Nicholas. Jennifer.
Yeah.
Right.
Users all think this is great fun. Oh, yeah.
I didn't think this would bother you that much, I'll be honest.
There's nothing more terrifying than going into a room where the expectation is to make people laugh.
Well, let us explain that. All your challenges so far have been kind of physical, really.
Yeah.
This is a bit different because upstairs, they will be down very shortly, is five roses that will be competing in the Rose Relay later this month, or later in August, I'll say. And your challenge is to individually make those girls laugh mm-hmm. on national radio.
Have they seen you yet?
Very briefly.
Okay.
They can't laugh at what he looks like or his clothes or anything like that.
They've already got that out of the way.
Okay, all right. They've got that out of the system.
So now you do know the way to a woman's heart is to make them laugh.
And the way to make someone laugh is to make them feel awkward.
Oh, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. All the girls are here. The girls are here. They've got their sashes on. What have we got there? We've got the Loud Rose, the Mead Rose.
Okay, they all look very friendly, which is good.
That's Wicklow Rose is there. The Cork Rose is there. They're all there, Al. Right, so, Carl, we didn't want to just throw you here like out of your depth straight away. So what we did was we gave you a little bit of training, didn't we?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Thanks be to Jesus. Well, it was actually producer Al Connor, when he asked me for a studio, he sprung this on me, and initially I was like, I can do that. And then it's one that you think about it for 5 minutes.
You're like, oh no.
Oh my God, there's so much potential for this to go horribly wrong. So he offered to get me the services of a stand-up comedian called Danny O'Brien. So he came in this morning and gave me a very quick
Some tips.
Crash course.
You're not just going to read his material though. Please tell me you've written your own material.
I have, absolutely. How dare you?
I'm actually kind of nervous for you.
Yeah.
And I'm more curious to know what you brought the balloon for.
Well, just in case.
Did you bring a balloon?
There's a balloon there, just
in
case.
That's the emergency balloon. I don't know what you're planning on doing with it, but anyway.
It's the emergency balloon.
Okay. Shall we hear what happened?
Imagine bringing that into a nightclub with you. To the doorman. I'm just going in to try and chat somebody. What's the balloon for? It's just for the emergency.
In case I need to fly away later.
Right. This is how you got on with Danny. Danny O'Brien, the comedian. This is what he said would work or should help you to make the girls laugh, right? So let's have a listen to this.
Right, so it's 25 past nine in the morning, the day of the Nicky Byrne Show. Goes on the air at 11 o'clock. And producer Al has just sprung myself, crash test on me, Carl, with a bit of a challenge. And it already has me extremely worried. And my challenge will be that I have to make five Rose of Tralee contestants laugh within 1 minute. And you can possibly hear from my voice, I'm already completely and utterly breaking it. Now, thankfully, Al has given me some help. Maybe you could tell me who you are and why you're here to help me.
How you doing, Carl? My name is Danny O'Brien. I'm a Dublin / Wicklow comedian, so I'm here to give you a bit of a dig out today, have a bit of crack with the Rose of Tralee.
Okay, so this, out of any of the challenges I've ever done, I've ice skated down hills, I've been driven around tracks and racing cars. This is actually the one that probably has me the most nervous, and immediately nervous, because the idea of someone not laughing at your joke is pretty terrifying. How do I make that not happen?
You're going to nail this, and as a backup plan, you can take down your pants. We're laughing. It's going to work. We've got you covered on all angles.
Okay, sweet. I'll have the belt loosened just in case.
Yeah.
So, stand up 101. What's, you know, in 2 minutes, can you tell me how can I be funny?
Be confident. Walk in like you own the place. Throw your jacket on the ground. Say things are going to change around here. Just, that's it. Just be confident. It'll be grand.
And should I have like a list of questions or jokes made up? Should I have stuff in my head?
Have a few little short ones ready for them, a few little questions and make them awkward, a few ones about Tahi O'Shea and stuff like that.
I think maybe a good approach might be put someone in a situation that's so awkward that they've no option but to laugh.
Exactly. Uncomfortableness is your best ally in this. Like, ask them so awkward that they're laughing out of sheer awkwardness. You win. A laugh's a laugh. Doesn't matter how you get it.
Hence the pants around the ankles.
Exactly.
Okay. So is there anything like you have like in your back pocket that you could just lend to me that you think, oh, hey, this is definitely going to make people laugh?
Absolutely. I've got a few rudimentary questions here for the Roses that we can go on through. We can work through their nationalities as well, or what counties they're from and stuff like that. We've got some in from Wicklow, got some in from Germany, and we'll try a few other ones as well. We'll talk about teenage discos, their country girls, they've all been to them, so we'll see how that goes as well.
Okay, well, I don't know, I think this is just a case then of going in, pretending I'm confident and hoping for the best, yeah?
You're going to nail it, it'll be great.
Carl, what amazing tips he gave you there. He said you're going to nail it, what did you take most from what he said?
Well, it's good to see that he still forgets about the microphone.
Just keeping you on your toes, Carl. We don't want you to feel like you're losing and running yourself here.
Yeah.
What have I taken from it? I suppose to be confident.
Yeah.
Be ready.
Carl is now psyching himself up with his hands.
And...
is this some of your material? I'm not going to read
it. Trust my material.
Okay. Presumably you're not going to read from a page.
Well, I might glance at the page.
Take his material.
I'm guessing that everything that has been highlighted is being mentioned.
Right. Don't ruin it on us. Don't ruin it on us. Take a break. We'll be back with the five roses and Carl's big test on 2FM.
Poor Carl. Actually, my heart goes out to you.
It doesn't go to me.
A producer Al just gave me like a tap in the back of good luck.
I've seen your jokes, you'll need it.
Well, in the background you can hear the music to the Rose of Tralee, Carl.
Are you picking it up?
I am indeed.
Right, good. The girls are swaying in the background. In front of me we have Aoife Murphy from Cork. She's our Cork Rose. I feel like Dahi O'Shea.
This is a demo for Nicky.
Then we have Rose. We have Roisin, is it Nimahuna?
Yeah, Nimahuna.
Okay, sorry, I'm updating my phone.
Look, see, he didn't give them a mic either.
Roisin.
It's not just you.
Is our German Rose. You're very welcome, Roisin. Then we have our loud Rose, Jenny Hanlon.
Loud.
All loud. And then is it Elisha Brennan, our Meath Rose? Alicia, excuse me. And then Megan Stewart is our Wicklow Rose. So I'm going to start with you for the Cork Rose. How's it been going for you?
Oh, it's been mad. I was chosen about a month ago now, so it's literally been whirlwind. But it's been brilliant. I love it.
Are you living in Cork? You're from Cork, living in Cork?
I'm from Cork, but I actually live here in Dublin. So
okay.
I'm a PhD student in University College Dublin. And can I just say hi to all the Helen Roach Lab group? They're listening in.
They're all cheering at the moment?
Yeah, they're all cheering at the moment. So put the kettle on. I'll be up in a minute.
You don't have to do it now. What's your party piece going to be?
Well, it's a little bit of a surprise.
That means you don't know yet, does it?
I haven't decided. I'm something up my sleeve, but we'll see.
Excellent. So you're very excited, obviously.
Oh, can't wait. It's going to be brilliant. Okay. Something we've always wanted to do. And, just can't wait.
And do you think Carl is going to be able to make you laugh today?
I don't know. We'll see.
Right, Roisin, do you want to jump and say hello?
Hi, how are you?
Roisin's our German Rose, Jenny.
I am.
Yes,
I am.
So whereabouts are you from originally?
So I'm from Rush in Dublin, but I'm living in Berlin now the last 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
And how did you get selected?
So it all started with, it was actually typical in the Irish pub in Berlin. There were posters around. And so I travelled down to Frankfurt. So I think actually our Rose Centre is furthest away from where everybody's based. So I had a 7-hour drive to my Rose Centre in Germany and the whole selection took place in May and it was great.
7-hour drive?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Safety first there, you see.
Yeah.
Did you have your lights on when you were driving?
I did.
That's good. So what about your party piece? What's it going to be?
That's a hidden. I can't be telling that now.
Oh, God.
Is everyone holding them so that they go, mine's going to be deadly and I don't want anyone to know?
I am talentless. No,
listen, you're in good company.
Before we go any further, is anybody going to tell us what the party piece is?
No.
No. It's
all right, well, look.
They're fabulous singers. We might get a few of them singing here.
We're doing a little song on the way out. Okay, now we're going to get straight into it as well because we have a minute per rose for Carl to make them laugh. Now you're prepped, you're ready to go.
Ish.
I'm going to give you the mic.
Okay.
Hop in there.
Okay, I'll take the music down so I presume you don't want any music in the background.
I'm going to do this, I don't mind, it's up to you guys. I've no headphones on, I'm good. In the zone. What I'm going to do is I'm going to mix it up between jokes and I have some questions as well to ask you.
Okay. So Aoife's first.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Beside the microphone there. You hang on. I've got the your minute clock here. Hang on a second. Larry Gogan has lent us his just a minute quiz clock.
God help me.
Are you ready, Carl?
Let's do this.
Take it away.
Okay. I just bought a new CD. The Best of Westlife. I can't believe I paid $12.99 for a blank CD.
Oh my God.
Dahi O'Shea and his new wife Rita Talty first crossed paths during the Rose of Tralee festival 7 years ago, but Dahi O'Shea's wife Rita has revealed that the couple found love after the presenter poked her on Facebook. Would you let Dahi poke you?
Sorry.
If you ever get cold, just stand in the corner for a while. They're usually 90 degrees.
You said you were going to laugh.
I'm sorry, it's so bad.
You have 25 seconds now to make Aoife laugh, Carl.
Did you hear? What happens if I don't make a laugh? Are we done?
Press ups.
Did you hear about the two guys who stole a calendar? They each got 6 months.
Come on, one more.
Everyone else is laughing. James Blunt, Britney Spears and Westlife are on a sinking ship. Who gets saved? The world of music.
Oh.
If someone could please shoot me,
Carl,
right now.
Carl, we've got four girls left. You did
sorry,
not make...
Carl,
oh, my God.
If he said any of those to you in a bar, what would you say to him?
I don't know. Good luck, yeah.
All right, next up. Roisin, jump in quick.
Well, this is horrendous.
See if I stick to the German stereotype.
Are you mad now? Damn it!
Carl, your minute starts now. Roisin's our German rose.
Okay. Dahi O'Shea is on stage whilst interviewing you and he farts while he's interviewing you and he tries to blame you. Would you take the blame to win?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Would you rather win the Rose of Tralee and have a block of ham for a head or remain...
She laughed! She laughed!
I'm very stern. I'm not
she
laughing.
Laughed.
In fairness,
that was a laugh. You did laugh at the Dahi O'Shea fart joke.
That was a laugh.
Next up.
Oh, you did it, Carl. You did. Look, you've won in the bag anyway.
Jenny Hannon's a loud rose, Carl. Your minute starts now.
This is horrendous.
I laugh at everything.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh,
okay.
God. Okay, go.
I'm thinking about getting a job cleaning mirrors. It's just something I can really see myself doing.
Sorry, Carl, that was not funny at all.
Woo! Two cats are swimming across a river. One's name is 1-2-3. The other's name is 1-2-3. Who makes it across?
I don't know.
1-2-3, because 1-2-3 cat sank.
I don't understand. Oh my God, I just understood that. And everybody.
I'm taking it. Next up, Alicia. Alicia's our mead rose. Your minute starts now, Carl.
Okay. Let me tell you this. That's not a joke. Hang on.
She laughed. Next up is Megan. And Megan is our Wicklow rose. Your minute starts now.
What's blue and smells like red paint?
What?
Blue paint. Why are cats so arrogant?
Why?
That's not a good question.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm so slow. No, wait, go again.
Okay. What is the most number of people you have shifted at a teenage disco?
Oh, that's a bad question.
She loved Carl. Four out of four.
Are we doing it? Is that it?
That's it.
Jesus. Swallow me up, world. Well.
Oh, God, Carl.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well
done. Thank you for being part of one of the most horrendous moments of my entire life. Thank you. Thank you.
Carl, you did well.
Well done.
Hand on heart, out of every single challenge we have done, I am shaken. I am absolutely...
We have that effect on people.
How do you feel from Jenny? Do you feel from embarrassed for
him? I actually thought he did great. Like, I didn't think you'd be that bothered. I did. We've made you strip and everything, and this was more nerve-wracking for you.
The worst I've done.
Considering that you got off to such a bad start, Aoife, he didn't make you laugh.
I thought the Westlife joke was going to nail it.
No, I'm a big fan of Westlife. Yes.
Know your audience.
Don't mess with the Westlife massif.
I was so close to going for my emergency balloon, which was a helium balloon, and it was basically when stuff got desperate, I was going to suck in some helium and see the people laugh at my voice.
Aww. Right, well, listen, girls, thanks a million for coming in. We're going to get a quick sign in before the end, and the very best of luck then with the Rosalie at the end of the month, next month. Carl, well done.